It might be, but this antenna I had, they were basically built 450, 470, and the guys at Racing Radios, had the manufacturer build me one that's 440, 470. And that's when I was first getting into ham, and that's what I'm using now on my big box base radio. And it seems to work just fine, but again, it's all internal. Everything I have is internal. Like I said, the only thing I'm worried about with the beam is if you can see it from the street, which I doubt if you will, if I tuck it up against the corner of my balcony, you shouldn't be able to see it. And if it gets worse, I'll just put the, instead of putting a beam out there, I'll put a mobile antenna on a ground plane and get a dual bander for what little 2 meter I do talk on, because I think the Macomb County ARPSC thing is on 2 meter. One of my radios will talk on that, but it doesn't reach Mount Clemens well. Other than that, though, but like I say, I've got everything I've pretty much figured out. It's just a matter of putting it all together, and with all that's been going on with my dental work and health issues and everything else that I have, some of it's on the back burner, so I'm looking forward to 2026. I'm actually looking forward for this year to be over with, and 2026 being a fresh, clean plate to make all these changes.
I don't know if you have a mobile radio in line, but I just bought that 778 and laughed when I opened it up because of how tiny it is. Like, if you have cargo shorts on, you could fit it in your cargo short pocket.